Welcome to Biceps and Banter with expert trainer Brandon Crow. Hold on to your dumbbells and get ready for this conversational style podcast focused on interesting everyday dribble with tasty tidbits of health-related information sprinkled in. Enjoy.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Biceps and Banter. This week, I'm going to be discussing sleep. This is going to be a sleep 101. In preparation for next week's episode, I'm going to be interviewing Roland Pankwich. I previously had him on and we were discussing gut health. In the coming week, we're going to be discussing sleep and taking a deep dive on how to, one, increase the quality of your sleep, and two, increase the quantity of your sleep. We all know sleep is very important. From performing daily activities, our mood, brain function, memory. So if you all know sleep is so important for us, why aren't we getting enough sleep? Self-reported sleep has been declining, whereas in the 70s, people were sleeping on average 7, 8, or 9 hours of sleep, and that shifted more towards 5, 6, and 7 hours of sleep on average. Nothing really has changed a whole lot with humans in the last 20 years. It's not that we magically evolved to need less sleep. With all the modern technology, cell phones, iPads, laptops, artificial light outside, and cities becoming more and more populated, that it's actually tricking your body thinking that it's still light outside when in fact we should be in complete darkness, with the exception of moonlight and the light that we get from stars. Not only that, but there has been research to suggest that the more light pollution, so meaning the more light that is in your environment from street lights, business signs, having very densely populated areas where there's a lot of ambient light. So in areas where there's lots of artificial light, or I'm going to be calling it junk light, rates for obesity and various diseases start to increase. So not only are we getting less sleep, because of us getting less sleep, we're becoming more susceptible to various diseases. It seems people aren't able to wind down. There's this constant go, 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 instant messaging, email, information overload, Netflix binging. And not to say that those things are bad. It's just that you need to know when to do them at the appropriate times. And I've often heard people make the counter argument, well, I can't sleep, so I'm on my phone to distract myself to the point where I feel tired and need to go to sleep. The problem is, that's the exact opposite signal that you're sending your brain and your body. By introducing artificial light by way of TV, cell phones, tablets, you're telling your body that the sun is still out and you should be awake. So some of the things that I'm doing personally is a few hours before bed, I like to set the scene. I start to dim the lighting. I do have an app on my phone that regulates how much blue light is coming out of my phone. I do have some nifty blue blocking light sunglasses that I wear. And I will put my phone in airplane mode an hour or two or sometimes 3 hours before bed, just so I'm not tempted to go ahead and check it. But overall, just trying to minimize how much junk light I'm getting, especially after the sun has gone down. I find that I'm not only able to fall asleep faster, but I'm able to sleep longer. And I really notice the difference. Again, those are some quick tips that I'm doing on a daily basis to try to optimize my sleep. Coming up next week, we're going to be taking a deep dive into sleep because I think it's so important and something that's really starting to go by the wayside. I think if we can start to break down health in terms of doing things that are preventative, such as exercising, eating well, getting enough sleep, that it's really going to benefit you in the long run. And you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody that would disagree with that. So if nothing else, I hope this episode just planted that seed back in your head that sleep is of crucial importance. You definitely need to be getting more of it, but also quality does matter. And again, next week we're going to be discussing some things that you can do to improve the quality of your sleep. We're going to be discussing things like what's the optimal amount of sleep. Are there such things that people that can get away with only sleeping 4 or 5 hours a night and still be okay? also, what if sleep is inconsistent? For example, Monday to Friday, sleeping somewhere between 5 to 7 hours, and on the weekends, more like 9 or 10. And what about injuries and sleep? Does it affect the amount of sleep that you need? So I'm really looking forward to next week's interview. Stay tuned. Be sure to subscribe. Write us a review. It would really help me grow the podcast and get on more and more amazing guests for you. So until next week, talk to you soon.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to Biceps and Banter with Brandon Crowe. If you like our show, do us a huge subscribe, toss a review on iTunes, or maybe share the show with your friends. And if you want to know more, find us at fastingftw.com. Our Patreon is patreon.com/fastingftw.